Saturday Morning Rejects. I'm Pancho Cheesecake, and we'll be talking all things Marvel Studios. I am here with our special guest, Roger Wardell. Roger? Roger?
Roger will probably be joining us later. I was afraid this would happen. Show up on.
Oh, well. I guess we'll have to settle with a somewhat special guest, Dan Koelsch from MovieBarrel.com.
Is he not? Got your name wrong. Fire him.
So is Roger Wardell not coming at all?
We don't know. As you can see, I'm also here with our celebrity bounty hunter, Caleb. How's it going, Caleb?
Did it say in parentheses Andrew Hussey's boyfriend?
Would you two cut it out? I'm being so serious right now. Like, stop.
Caleb, calm down, okay?
Caleb, calm your tits.
Do you want me to destroy the moon so you stop your period?
I'm not a woman, I don't get a period.
You should destroy the moon so he stops becoming the mighty Ozaru.
Caleb, that should be your actual... Right, you should have that on a shirt, Caleb. I'm not a woman, I don't get a period. That's like the fifth time you said that.
Shut up, Chris.
But anyway, I'm also here with our celebrity bounty hunter, Caleb. How's it going?
I'm an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes, that's true. And I'm a fear lord.
Well, Poncho, you're an incompetent fool.
As you are. Because you're not from... You don't exist. You're not from Marvel Universe.
I do exist.
No, you're
DC. I told
DC.
You, I am Iron Man.
No, you're just DC, which is very much an insult nowadays. Yes, that is Kyle the Pony. But we're also here with Pete. How's it going, Pete? You are president of Deadpool's Butt Club.
And Corpse.
And you're also the Deadpool Corpse.
I think we need more butter. And we also need a pancake. Two balls of chocolate. And a pool table.
Making pancakes.
I'm gonna
take some bacon and I put it in a pancake. Bacon,
and what about those enchiladas? What is that Mexican food that Deadpool likes so much?
Chimichangas.
Chimichangas. You forgot to add those.
I need to stab you in the dick.
Anyway, Caleb, why don't you start us off? Of course, to anyone listening, you could just go straight to MovieBarrel.com and catch up on the latest movie news.
Shut up, Poncho.
So we don't even need Caleb on this podcast.
Woo!
That is true. But anyway, Caleb, go ahead and start us off.
With movie news, right?
Yes.
Okay.
No. Start with random news from Facebook.
Go to TMZ.
What are your Facebook friends saying?
What's happening with Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez?
I don't know. It's like, are they back together or what? Like, last night I was reading an article. It said that they were...
Oh, God, he's actually interested in this.
Because I have a question for Selena Gomez.
The only Bieber thing I'm interested in is that whole bald for Bieber thing a while back.
Isn't she like 17, Caleb?
No.
I think she's like 20 or something.
She's 20. She's my age.
She is 20, but she plays characters that are like 17.
Hey, guys.
So does Corey Monteith, and all the guys, people on Glee are like 30 and 40 years old.
Yeah, that is true.
All the best podcast ever.
Okay, so movie news. What is that noise?
What is that?
Oh, that was JonTron singing "And I Will Always Love You."
Okay, don't play that again.
Caleb, someone finally loves you. But anyway.
No, I was singing about Banjo-Kazooie.
Anyway, before The Hobbit on December 14th, there's going to be a 9-minute preview of Star Trek Into Darkness attached to The Hobbit, and I'm like really excited about that.
Oh, and a really bad movie is getting released. And
Kyle, look what I just...
And Poncho
likes. Kyle, look at the GIF I just posted. That happened.
Let's see what the GIF is, everybody.
There's also going... Oh, God.
More ponies. Damn
oh,
it,
my God.
You...
So Pie. Many Pinkie Pies.
Pete, yeah. Stop posting about Kyle.
Look at her hand. It's got fingers.
Why does her hand have fingers?
Does she...
Poncho, what did you do to Pinkie Pie?
She flew on her other hoof, and her other hoof popped fingers. You know how when you, like, blow on your thumb and your fist gets bigger?
Uh-huh.
Well, that happened when she grew fingers.
So.
Oh, wait. Also, Danny is calling us. Do we?
Don't bring him in. This thing's so professional so far. I don't want to ruin it by having a call come in.
No, Caleb. He needs to stop being a baby.
Huh. I'm not being a baby. I'm trying to do a podcast here, and you two keep posting crap from Tumblr.
Roger Wardell's not in here yet. Stop being a mammy-pammy little bitch.
Caleb, you are way too uptight.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, he is a lot more uptight today.
Really? That turtleneck looks like an uptight turtleneck.
Excuse me. I'll have that, you know.
That turtleneck is an uptight turtleneck.
That's actually a tactineck.
No, a tactical turtleneck actually hugs your neck. That one is loose, Poncho. Tactical turtlenecks are actually tighter and they, like,
well,
hug
pick one.
Neck.
Is he stiff or loose, then?
No, a tactical that one's a loose, queer one. That That's one's like offensive. Friggin' Paris Hilton turtleneck.
That's very offensive. I'm going to have to ask Caleb. You to take that back.
Paris Hilton makes your clothes for you, back? Caleb?
Yes, Paris Hilton. Yes, Paris Hilton makes my clothes.
She doesn't make his clothes, he just buys them.
Do you pay her in sex?
No.
Who would?
She is so pretty dirty.
Everybody can go home because someone already made the best Adventure Time cosplay ever.
What?
Simon Petrikov.
Link it.
I don't think Caleb wants me to link it or he's going to be a mamby-pamby little bitch.
Link it in your own chat room. Don't worry, I edit this out, all this stuff out, so...
Or you could just upload it as one huge chunk like I told you to.
Or you could just have this be bloopers.
Oh, trust me, this is the worst. These would be the worst bloopers.
This is actually the worst podcast we've ever done. Actually,
no, I'm pretty sure the worst one was when we had to keep constantly kicking Kyle out.
You mean when I was trolling?
Yeah, that was probably the worst yeah. one.
You guys are trolling.
Well, Caleb, that's
now.
The thing. You're being too uptight. You're trying to do a serious one.
Yeah, he's we're not a serious podcast. We were never a
Daniel,
serious
Daniel,
podcast.
You should fire him if he stops. If he keeps being too serious.
You yes. obviously haven't seen me do my podcast then. Because I keep a type shit on mine.
I know, but yeah, we think no Caleb like should this. Stop being a mamby-pamby little bitch.
But I'm not. I'm trying to get through movie news and...
Yeah, he's just on his period, guys. Relax.
But Poncho just said we could go. Poncho literally just said we could go to Movie Barrel and find this out.
Let me get.
I prefer
that is true.
Caleb,
okay,
tell us about
right
the movie Poncho discussion. Loves that he's
let's
excited
right
about.
Discussion then, since we don't have to do.
No, movie. Wait. We have to tell everyone about how Poncho loves the new movie that's coming out.
Poncho loves everyone dying, and I do too.
It's already come out, and I spent Friday night trolling a bunch of people on the Breaking Dawn and Twilight tags on Twitter, telling them the ending of the movie.
Oh. I am proud of you.
Actually,
Caleb.
My secondary account got shut down because of it. I don't know. You know, I don't know.
You know, I almost got
message or people were reporting me, but yeah, it got shut down.
I once got banned from a Twilight forum.
What did you? What could you have possibly posted? This, I'm very interested in this, Kyle.
I was purposely trolling. I was asking them really uncomfortable questions about the characters.
Please share us. Please share this with
this
us.
This is like 4 years ago, so I don't remember exactly what I asked, but it was enough to get me banned. It was a bunch of like I was asking them things like if the vampires don't have blood, then how do they get erections?
How do they have children in the first place? They're dead.
They don't have children.
Dead things cannot procreate.
They don't have children. That's the whole point.
They're not really dead.
Yes, they are.
They're not.
Maybe he had an erection.
They aren't. It's... I don't think you can even classify them as vampires. The only thing that makes them vampires is that they only drink blood.
The only thing that right, classifies them vampires is they have fangs. Wow.
They don't have fangs.
Yeah.
Oh, that's they even... They're not vampires, fangs. Then.
Yeah, oh, wait. Oh, you're talking about the Twilight vampires, right? Not vampires in general.
No, vampires
yeah,
in
Twilight
general
vampires.
Are actually good.
So when does this podcast start?
Well, this entire discussion was all that we could tell all the world that Poncho actually likes Twilight. To
yes,
embarrass
but...
him in front of the internet.
Okay, look, right,
Poncho
now,
is
said in
a
22-year-old
man, everyone, and he likes Twilight. Everyone should now... His His Tumblr is Poncho Cheesecake. Send him hate man.
Yes.
He doesn't accept.
So, at least I haven't read the books. Dan did. But.
Hey.
What? You did?
Shh.
It seems that we have to get on someone else's case now.
I read it for a girl. She was into it, and she made me read it.
There is only one thing that can save you. Did you get some poon?
Yes.
That saves you.
Poncho just watches it because he likes it.
They're funny. They are hilarious.
He did it for a cause. I am proud of that man.
I did it for humor.
Chris, did you wear your little fedora to the movies the other night?
No, I didn't.
Like a pedophile.
No, I didn't.
Poncho has the biggest pedo stash you've ever seen.
I actually saw someone that looked like Poncho and was like, oh shit, someone's going to rape me.
Dan, you have no say in this.
Why not?
Because you have the pedo bear as your mascot.
I don't. What? Where do I have that? Time. Show me where that is.
Didn't you? You had that a while ago.
Can't prove it.
Yeah, you had the pedo bear, but as Superman.
You can't prove it.
You're deleting the images right now, aren't you? Photos.
Delete.
Enhance.
By the way, Poncho, I have another thing we should review.
Ah, what else? We'll save it for later.
Dragon Ball Z GT.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, Caleb, you have one more piece of news.
I didn't even get to finish my first.
Kyle, why would you keep stopping him from being able to report on movie news? I mean news.
Because I think our randomness is more entertaining than whatever Caleb has to say.
But Caleb needs to get his glasses and panties out of a twist.
Oh, by the way, a quick question, like the last thing before we actually get into the main discussion. Dan, mm-hmm. Since you read the last book, the whole Vision thing, was that actually in the book?
Nope.
I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know what. And I don't want to be honest, I don't want you to ruin it. I know it sounds silly, but I want to eventually watch it.
Then never mind.
I'll talk about it right now because I don't give a fuck. Okay, so in the book.
I'm protecting you, Dan, from spoilers.
So in the book, everyone's a faggot, everyone dies, the end, I win.
Poncho, you're such a dick.
Well, Kyle?
No, you've because. Been warned. If he doesn't want to hear it, just have him mute his computer real quick, because I want to spoil it for everyone who's listening to this
podcast.
In
the book, Jacob has sex with the baby.
If there's any fans that are of Twilight that are listening to this podcast, I want the movie to be ruined for them.
Then no, he shall not be in this one. Anyway, Marvel Studios Phase 1. Before we get into Phase 3 and the future of Marvel films, what worked well with this first phase? And it all started with the little after-credit scene in Iron Man. What did you guys think? Let's start with Pete.
What?
Are you serious? What worked well with Marvel Studios Phase 1?
Which was the little after-credit scene with Iron Man?
No,
that was the beginning.
It's all the movies.
All the movies that have happened so far, including Avengers.
It has pretty much made everyone hype as shit about the oncoming movies. I think they're taking the right road, by the way, with the latest Thor movie in making Eccleston the bad guy. Because Eccleston pretty much looks like a bad kind of guy, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, but I think the question is, what did it...
Yeah, Phase 1.
What was right about Phase 1?
Oh, that they actually executed it perfectly in my idea.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be an asshole and not answer your question because I don't want to.
Okay, then move on to something
else. That's a surprise. But I agree with... I think, Dan, you said that it worked well all throughout and it really hyped up to Avengers. Very well.
Wanted to, but yeah. I think the whole phase one was really solid. I mean, I think some people criticize Iron Man 2 for being a little bit of a mess, and I agree. But I think overall it was still enjoyable. So they really led everything up to the Avengers, and Avengers was obviously awesome. So I think they did everything well.
Okay, don't be a faggot anymore, Poncho.
Oh, Kyle, you're back. Well, did you learn your lesson?
Poncho.
The ending of Twilight.
Why are you so being such a dick? It's a horrible movie. No one gives a shit if the movie's spoiled.
But Dan doesn't want it to be spoiled, and that counts for something. So, no. Now behave.
There's nothing to spoil, though. I haven't actually seen the movie or read the books.
It doesn't matter. Kyle, what did you think of Marvel Studios Phase 1?
Oh, it was amazing. Wait. Hold on. Danny says he's eating dinner.
Wonderful. Okay. So, what did you think of Phase 1?
It was awesome. I mean, it was amazing just how they pulled that off, that all these different characters and individual movies all linked together, and then they all pulled it together and brought them all together in one movie.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's like it shows that a studio stopped bickering and stopped like saying, "Oh no, this is my character. Oh no, this is my character. It can't be in this movie." And a whole director saying, "No, it can't because it ruins continuity." If they all would just shut up and work together, they can make a really awesome movie like Avengers.
And it was
everyone owned Disney / Marvel already owned all those characters, so that's not really an issue.
Yeah,
but it was different people working on different films, so different directors. Like Jon Favreau didn't make Thor.
Right, but they'd planned for this pretty much though, so it's a misnomer to kind of make it sound like they had deliberately made these separate, and then all of a sudden they're like, "Oh yeah, let's do it." Like they had planned from the get go from the company. The company had decided from the get go they were going to do something like this. So
then they had to follow canon. They would have to follow whatever Iron Man set up.
Right. Yeah. No, it makes it harder. And so the fact that they did it is pretty impressive, and they did it well.
Yeah. Caleb, you haven't said anything about it.
Everything that everyone said so far is basically what I was going to say. Is there's not really much more to add on. I really enjoyed on the Blu-rays, when the Blu-rays were released, I think the little one-shots there to, you know, kind of continue the story at home, that really worked well. The three short films, what were they? The Consultant.
The one that revolved around Agent Coulson.
The Consultant. A funny thing happened on the way to Thor's hammer, and on the Avengers Blu-ray, item 47, which focuses on a couple who find a working piece of the Chitauri army guns, and then Agent Sitwell has to recover that because they're using it to do dastardly things. And I don't want to spoil the ending of it for anyone who hasn't seen it, but it's really funny.
I think that one of the things that's interesting about the way they went about the original, all the first movies going into the Avengers was the humor in them. They were pretty relatively light altogether, and it doesn't seem like where they're going for the second phase. But that was kind of an interesting choice they chose because, you know, Thor is pretty funny, and just overall they had kind of a lightness to them that was maybe kind of, you know, they didn't try to go Dark Knight or anything like that.
Well, they are comic book characters.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. But you have like the Dark Knight and things like that. I mean, you could, you know, there's this kind of push towards making things grittier and more realistic. So I like the idea that they decided to keep them a little bit more honest to the comic book kind of feel, while still making them, you know, interesting.
Yeah, which actually this might seem out of the blue, but it kind of goes back to David Cronenberg, where he said comic books were still just silly characters running around in capes.
Mm-hmm.
Who said that?
David Cronenberg.
Who's David Cronenberg?
He's a director.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really old director.
He directed that Cosmopolis that came out recently?
With Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
Was it good?
I haven't
seen it. It had Robert Pattinson. It wasn't good.
Robert Pattinson is actually really awesome.
I know.
But still, these characters were still comical there, but they were just taken somewhat seriously. Well, correction, they were taken seriously, not dark and gritty, which is the good thing that worked with them.
I think we should get on to what everybody wants to talk about, shawarma.
That's what worked best.
Caleb, no, that's what worked really good, shawarma.
Well, that takes us into our next point. What were your favorite Phase 1 moments?
Shawarma.
Yeah.
Easily.
Well, actually, mine was the Hulk smashing Loki to smithereens.
Yeah, I think a lot of people like that one. Yeah, like whenever you saw the interactions, like where Hulk tried to pick up the Thor's hammer, and then you saw Thor's hammer hitting Captain America's shield. Those things I really liked seeing in real life.
When they're bickering with each other.
That too. That was really good. Yeah.
Yeah. They always.
I love Robert Downey Jr.'s attitude. Like the entire character is so awesome. I mean, he's like one of my favorite scenes from the Avengers, where Thor's like, or Captain America is like the normal hero, all heroic and shit, and he's like, so take away your big suit and what are you? He's like, and he lists like five things. Like, oh yeah, I'm a badass.
Well, Iron Man is the main character in Avengers, so
that's arguable.
Iron Man's the main character in everything.
Iron Man is the main character of the world.
Actually, no,
I mean,
no,
he's the
guys,
only one who had character
guys,
change, so.
The main character is Deadpool.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. That's the main character in everything.
Because he can break the fourth wall, therefore he can get into anything he wants.
You just went meta.
Yeah, you just blew my mind, Pete.
That's what I do when people ask, hey, what's your favorite video game? I'm like, Deadpool, but it's not even out yet. Exactly.
Well, he has been in Marvel Ultimate Alliance 1 and 2.
I know, I'm talking about Deadpool, so. The video game that comes out next year.
Can we save that for later on?
I don't know, yeah. Can we?
No!
I think this is the first time that they've ever done something like this, though, in movie. With movies, like, tie everything together like this.
Yeah, and it's hard to do.
Yeah.
Have separate characters in separate movies, but all tie in together in one canon.
Yeah, I can't think up of anything else. Well, maybe X-Men.
But that was kind of like, they were just kind of doing that as they went along. I don't think they had a grand scheme.
That is, yeah, pretty much. Because you remember how Magneto was supposed to get his own movie and such? And then they changed it to X-Men First Class?
Right.
Yeah. So...
So when are we getting? When does Wolverine come out? By the way,
that's later on. Just okay.
We'll talk about it. Don't worry.
Yeah. Now I don't know if we should go into my third point. That was kind of me just being me. Should Disney be given credit for the success of the Avengers?
Well, what the hell did they do?
They are in control of Marvel.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like when Avengers was being filmed. And created and distributed, what did Disney do?
I mean, that's a good point. I mean, Disney owned... By the time that you actually really started getting to the thick of things on Avengers, Disney did own Marvel, but the question is, what did Disney themselves do? That's hard to say. I mean, it's obviously Marvel Studios.
Did they own Marvel before Iron Man?
No. It was 2009 is when they bought them, so...
And when did Iron Man come out?
2008.
So unless they shoved their hand into while they were making the Avengers, I think all they did was distribute it.
Well, I mean, they had some production a little bit probably by the time Avengers was being made, but it's, at the end of the day, it's Marvel Studios doing it. It's probably just Disney sitting back and let them do their thing. You'd probably give them a bunch of money.
It's not like what Sony did to the Amazing Spider-Man, where they took out half an hour of footage.
Yeah,
I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, that's kind of a different thing. But yeah, I think they just let Marvel Studios do the thing. I think Disney's smart like that. They know when something's making money, you don't mess with it. You just give it more money to make sure it keeps going.
Yeah,
because I just see, you know, everyone's talking about how Disney did the great job with Marvel and the Avengers and with the whole Star Wars discussion. Right. I'm like, well, should Disney really be credited with the success of Marvel
that's the thing,
and the Avengers?
They didn't fuck it up, though. That's the big thing. They didn't screw it up. They could have possibly...
They didn't touch it. They just said, you know,
here... They did the same thing here. Lucasfilm's making this, so they're not going to touch it.
Oh, so Disney's name won't be on it? Like, they won't...
Well, it'll be on it, but it's on Avengers. But Lucasfilm will be making it.
Paramount's name is on Avengers.
But George Lucas is not in Lucasfilm, so that's the important
George
thing.
Lucas is going to be pretty much a consultant.
And I think...
Tony Stardust.
Honestly, I would trust Disney to make a better Star Wars movie than I would George Lucas right now.
I agree.
I would trust him to make a better movie ever since he made...
He should still be a consultant because it's still his vision as far as the look goes.
I still think he'll make a better movie than Lucas will just by looking at the first three pieces of shit.
Well, everyone who...
Hey, whoa. Everyone the first three were amazing. What are you talking about?
The first three were terrible. 4, 5, and 6 is where it's at, bitch.
That's
yeah, he's talking about the episodes, not chronological. He's talking about episodes.
Yeah.
You should say that.
No, I shouldn't. Episodes. You should know.
And I think, I personally think the stuff that people have written out that was not written by and conceived by George Lucas, like the books and stuff like the Knights of the Old Republic, the comic series, that stuff has been way better storytelling, better characters than most of what George Lucas has come up with.
Yeah, but it's not a movie, I think, the best way to experience Star Wars.
I'm
not sure if it's true. I remember hearing before that a lot of George Lucas's original script for Star Wars was changed, I believe. I'm not sure. I'd have to find evidence of that, but I believe that was...
Oh, yeah. Starkid? It was originally a Starkid, and Luke Skywalker was a fat kid.
All right, let's get back on...
So that brings us to phase two.
Because this is supposed to be our topic for next week, so let's not go too far into this. Star Wars.
Can Marvel...
Preview for the next time of Saturday Morning Rejects.
The next episode, not the next time of. The next episode of.
Or the
anyway,
next time on...
Okay. For phase two starts next May with Iron Man 3. So can what worked for phase one work for phase two?
Nope.
And next section.
At least.
Yeah, but I.
No, because if you notice, at least from the Iron Man 3 trailer, it seems like they're going the Dark Knight route. They're going into the gritty darkness that, Dan, you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it seems that's the route they're going.
They're changing it, which I think is good. I mean, you just can't do the same thing over again. I mean, it worked the first time around, but now that we've introduced these characters, you know, the stakes have to rise. And so you're seeing that in all of them. You're seeing that in Thor and even probably Captain America because of the whole Winter Soldier story. Things are getting deeper and darker, so it makes sense. I mean, I don't think they'll ever go too crazy, but they're definitely trying to show that the stakes are higher, and I think that's important.
Yeah, because I mean, in the Iron Man 3 trailer, the only comedic thing I saw in that was the bunny. That's it.
Poncho, you have Robert Downey Jr. The movie is going to have comedy in it. Is that his character is going to be there, or else
different director and different writer, screenwriter?
But it's Shane.
Too,
Shane Black is like he knows how to use Robert Downey Jr. So he's the perfect kind of person for that. And also, I saw the footage I saw at Comic-Con had a little bit of comedy in it. So we're fine.
Oh, you did?
You can't make an Iron Man movie without comedy like that. You can't make an Iron Man movie without Robert Downey Jr.
That's what pretty much separates him from Batman, aside from the whole walking armor thingy. But
just something yeah, start.
That's what I you guys know about the movie, but I read an article about this. That the first Iron Man movie wasn't fully scripted. Like there was a huge
he ad-libbed most of those lines,
and Robert Downey Jr. showed up and he was Robert Downey Jr. He didn't have lines. He just go be Robert Downey Jr. Okay.
John Favreau is a great director, isn't he?
Dude, I directed like that, oh my god, that would be great.
Remember, if you notice, Iron Man 2 actually had a script. So
yeah, that's why it was worse.
That's true. Well, also they're trying to force everything, but yeah. I mean, I agree. I think that you have to. You have to give them a little credit, you know, like we've seen two Iron Man movies and we've seen Avengers. I mean, they know the character. They're not going to just go, let's go serious and Dark Knight. They're going to,
hey, let's go this way, guys.
Yeah. They know what's made them money. They're not going to be an idiot about it, I think. So that they have to show, at least in the trailer, for instance, they have to show that, hey, these things are different now. You know, the stakes are higher. There's a reason why you should see a fourth movie with Iron Man in it. You know, it's like they have to show people why. And that's why I think you're seeing only the dark side, really. And but I think you'll see more levity. But in general, the stakes are higher for all these movies because you have to go that way. Otherwise, what's the point of keep making these things unless the stakes keep getting higher and higher?
I think in the second trailer they'll do something funny instead of just a bunny.
The second movie was kind of dark too. He was dealing with the fact that he's dying, like the entire movie.
Yeah, they dealt with him dying, and what did they do? They put him in a giant donut.
Right. So they found a way to kind of do both, so we're fine. I think in that side of things, I think we shouldn't be too worried about it.
So let's do some speculation. you know, let's speculate about upcoming storylines and stuff in Phase 2. Roger Wardell, if he were here, I think this is the part where we would have him give us his exclusive scoops for us. I'd ask him to give us some inside news, some exclusive inside news that he hadn't previously released to his Twitter feed. But since he's not here, I guess we won't get that. So let's make up our own inside news.
It would be just as good.
Luke Skywalker is going to be in Avengers 2.
We have a late joining guest here, Danny Shear. Hello.
Oh, I was about to say, is Wardell.
Oh, did you finish driving?
Yeah, and eating.
At the same time, yeah. Too bad you couldn't podcast at the same time, but oh well.
What a war.
He's not Caleb to do that.
Chris, he's not on my level. He can't podcast, drive, eat, and drink at the same
time.
That's true.
You were delivering babies, man. So
what?
Not babies.
He's delivering babies.
Well, puppies. Correction.
Anyway,
you were giving birth to your dog.
What's up with that, Pancho? You kept telling everyone he was giving birth to his dog.
I think I've got a... I don't know if this has been done, but I've got a joke that they should do in a Deadpool comic.
Can you save that for Deadpool when we talk about
it? No, not really.
Is it? Do you need to get it off your chest?
Yeah, I kind of need to get it off my chest because it pertains to Superman, making a joke about Superman.
Okay, go ahead and tell us, Pete.
Okay, you know how when Superman's wearing his glasses, like, oh, hey, Clark... Well, what if Deadpool was walking around with glasses on, and then trouble was afoot? He takes off his glasses, and people just look and say, and point, look, it's Deadpool, and he's wearing his suit while doing it.
That sounds like Deadpool.
I know.
Okay, well,
any more made-up before we move on to the
the speculation.
Well, that was kind of speculation that we just did, made up inside news. Well, what do we want to say about the Guardians of the Galaxy? Do you want to talk about Guardians of the Galaxy?
That's what I was talking about earlier, the alien space team.
So I heard who's
and
who's
what is
playing
and
Santa
what
Claus?
Exactly is Guardians of the
who's
Galaxy?
Playing Santa Claus?
Guardian Santa Claus looks like a fucking badass. He has.
No, I'm asking who's playing him. Isn't it Alec Baldwin?
Why are we talking about the Guardians? The Rise of the Guardians? That's not Guardians of the Galaxy.
Uh-oh. I'm sorry.
Did you see the comic book, guys?
All I'm saying is...
I'm sorry, they both had Guardians.
You're talking about Guardians of the Galaxy, not
Rise. Like
no, I was thinking about the Owls of Kahool, but...
They both... Hey, one of them has Hugh Jackman, that counts.
Hey.
That counts.
But wait, what's Guardians of the Galaxy? I don't know Marvel lore that well.
Oh my God. Don't you come prepared for anything?
Does Guardians of the Galaxy have to do with Green Lantern and all the rings?
No. There is Marvel's equivalent, the Nova Corps, who are allies to the Guardians of the Galaxy. Guardians of the Galaxy is like a group of aliens who team up to fight Thanos.
Thanos.
Well, yeah, they really should have them in there then.
I think that's going to be more a leeway for Thanos, because I think Thanos is going to be the bad guy in the Avengers.
Well, yeah.
Really?
That's
you mean that clip that we saw of him didn't mean anything?
Nope.
I actually got to find out, me and Kyle got to find out who that guy was that played Thanos.
Everyone knows who that guy was now.
What's his name?
I don't remember.
Exactly. You don't know.
His
name's Danny.
What?
The guy's name that played Thanos is Danny. We actually met the guy that's friends with him.
Wow.
It was pretty cool.
Damon Portier. Portier.
So it's not Danny, it's Dammy.
No, Danny.
This is so stupid.
How many Damians have you ever heard and you called them Danny?
Actually, this guy called his friend Danny, so I'm going to go with what he called him.
Okay.
Hey, Caleb.
Yes. Oh,
Caleb found.
Yes.
Do you think if I pop in this Assassin's Creed into my Wii, it will work?
What? No, I'm not. No, no. I don't
you should do it, but first you need to give your Wii milk because it's in dire need.
That is true. It needs its carbohydrates.
It's so stupid. I have this game right here, and I can't play it till tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Now we're going to do the Roger Wardell interview. If Roger
Wardell, I'll be Roger Wardell.
No, no one's going to be Roger Wardell. Oh, wait, he's online. Oh, my God. All right, let's get him in the call.
Okay. Speak of the devil.
Oh.
Calm yourself, guys, and behave.
Hola.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, can you guys hear me?
Ah, Roger.
Hi.
How's it going? Oh, hi, Roger. I was just about to add you. Welcome to the show, Roger.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to finally meet you. Caleb has told me a lot about you. What? Here, let me introduce you to everyone.
Okay.
Danny, say hi. Daniel.
Hello.
Stop playing your Assassin's Creed 3 on whatever and
I can play it until tomorrow. I can just look at it.
Okay. Danny, Kyle?
Hello, Poncho.
And Daniel Kowalsh from Movie Viral.
Hi.
Nice to meet you all.
Yes, it's wonderful. Thank you for joining us, Roger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I apologize about being a bit late.
Oh, that's fine, yeah.
Yeah, the stuffed computer sometimes, you know, I just had problems with it.
Oh, yeah. All right, so we're actually now at the interview in the outline there.
Okay.
So, Roger, we wanted to ask you, you know, is your inside news or is it speculation on your behalf, on your part?
Well, I don't really know if it's like what I do is I've been talking to this guy for about a year now, and we talk through emails and sometimes through Facebook, mainly emails. So, and he basically says that he has a relative or a sibling. You know, sometimes he's a bit unreliable on where he gets his information, and I started posting on it when, you know, he got some reliable stuff. Like, you know, when we didn't know who the alien army was in the Avengers, you guys remember that, right? There was a lot of speculation. Right.
Whether it's the Skrulls or the...
Yeah, I personally thought it was the Alpha Centaurians. They're like a little known race in the universe. But it turns out, you know, this is the first thing where I started saying, okay, this guy, you know, he's got his stuff. And he said, you know, it's the Chitauri, you know, they wanted to use the Skrulls, but they don't own them. And, you know, I thought, you know, Chitauri, you know, that looks nothing like them. You know, that turned out true. And I said, you know, this guy knows his stuff. And, you know, that's when I kind of started posting stuff.
You're not, like, sneaking into Marvel Studios and inspecting, no, like definitely. I hoped. Oh, man.
Okay, here I was thinking my mic was being on the fritz.
Oh, Carol was thinking you were a Splinter Cell. Pete, we have Roger Wardell here.
Yeah, I see. Nice to meet you, Roger.
Nice to meet you, too, Mike.
So, Caleb, your other question?
Yeah, I wanted to know, has your source given you any information about perhaps if Nova's going to be in the Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yes, initially what he said was that, the roster was... Right, that they were having, it was kind of like, it's like they don't know where they were going to go. But from the start, he said that, you know, the show, I believe it's called Earth's Mightiest Heroes. It was a cartoon.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, he was talking about how that the roster on that was going to be essentially the roster in the film. But then he later said that it was going to be changing a bit. And what he did say that Nova does have a major involvement in the team. And in a way, he kind of said that right now in the draft that they're going with, that Nova's kind of that, you know how Nova is, you know, he's got that attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not necessarily like a full-on member, but, you know, he's kind of like Batman in the sense if you read the original JLA comics, where he's not an official member, but he aids them in a lot of, you know, missions. But he definitely does have a major role to play.
Well, Batman is a part-timer when it comes to the Justice League.
Yeah.
Well, now he is. Yeah.
Dan, do you have any questions?
There was also talk of doing Adam Warlock and having Thanos manipulate him so that he becomes his villainous alter ego. I don't know how to pronounce it. I believe it's Magus, is it?
Adam Warlock, can you clarify that again? Because, I'm not that much into Marvel lore. I tried to study as much as I could, but I'm kind of more of a DC guy.
Sorry, that's the opposite. I'm more of a Marvel man myself.
Poncho, so many people are going to hate you now.
I know, but, you know. It's just Marvel is so complex and so many groups. I mean,
like about it.
What do you mean? And DC's not? DC has even more.
Yeah, the thing that confuses me about DC is that they have so many, like, universes. Like, the original Superman comics are now considered, like, Earth 2 or something. So
they have, like, 15 million different parallel universes with different people.
Whereas Marvel...
But I really just focus on, like, Superman. 6.6.
They don't even make... They're, like, the most bad villain in the world. They just gave Superman a Green Lantern ring. And they're like, go.
Say what now?
Sorry, you know, to me,
there's one of them where it's like the bad guy. He's like Superman, and then they just give him a Green Lantern ring. Also,
are you talking about Stardom Yacht?
Sure.
I think you're just making it up.
No, I remember. And the only way he lost is because he, like, the kid Superman or whatever that's fighting him, he lost because he fell into a lead factory or something.
I don't remember. You're kidding me. You're shitting me.
And then there's like 15 different Flashes.
Yeah, there's a lot of different people that play the role and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But I just mostly, because there's so much, I just focus on one DC character, and that's enough.
Hey, so Roger, this is Dan. I just want to ask, you made a tweet about Stephanie Sostak. I can't say the name wrong. Her role, are you able to say if maybe she's playing Wasp?
I honestly have no idea. I mean... Like, pretty much everything I tweet is everything that I get. So a lot of times, it's embarrassing to say, I don't know myself.
But do you think it's a logical kind of choice, maybe, that it's Wasp?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when it comes to appearance-wise, she definitely matches it, and I think she would be ace in that role. But, you know, if I would go with my personal assumption, I would go with Bethany Cave.
Well, before we move on... does anyone else have any questions for Roger Wardell?
Do you have any insight on the Deadpool movie?
No. Strictly, what it is right now is only have sources on Marvel Studios films. Mm-hmm. And right now, Disney is owned by 20th Century Fox. So
we don't know if Fox has approved the script yet, then?
No, but I did read the script. It was awesome.
Could I get a link to that?
Really? I heard it was a C-movie film.
Huh? I heard Poncho needs to get slapped in the face.
No, the original script that was leaked, that had a bunch of fourth wall jokes that were in slow motion all the time.
Yeah, and they were joking about X-Men Origins Wolverine in there.
But yes, Roger, could I get a link to that script, please?
Honestly, I don't know if I'll have it anymore. But, you know, the OMD boards, that's a great place to trade scripts or whatever. That's how I got on there.
Mm. Okay.
Kyle, you?
What?
Kyle the Pony, do you have any questions for Roger?
Call me a pony.
I will call you a pony as long as you live. In fact, even after you're dead, I'll call you a pony.
All right, so before we move on, Roger, did your source give you any information that you haven't posted on your Twitter yet? Like some exclusive inside news for us?
I try to post everything that I hear, but some stuff, like, if I don't think it's reliable, I don't post. I heard something about that they were going to, like, originally that they were going, like, this was first when they were talking about Iron Man 3, that Mandarin wasn't in it and that Aldrich Killian was the villain, you know, and I didn't post that, and turns out, you know, Mandarin's the villain. And something that I wish I would have posted is he just... send me a link to this comic. It was, I think it was a one-shot or something. It was basically like Iron Man it was the absence of Iron Man and all his armored friends. They basically took on Otomo, and I said, you know, what's that? And he said, Iron Legion. And, you know, and in a way, I think now they're doing that with, what is it? They got 47 Iron Man armors or something like that.
Oh, right. Where he controls
them.
Yeah.
And it has the whole sentient armor plot line, which I'm very much looking forward to. Fuck that Nine Ring guy. I don't give a shit about him. But before we move on to Marvel licensed films and we talk about the Wolverine, Amazing Spider-Man, and all that, Roger, since you missed when we talked about Marvel Studios Phase 1 and 2, You want to give us your quick opinion on Phase 1 and Phase
2? To be honest, the only two I really, really enjoyed were Captain America and the Avengers. Like, the rest, they just had a few problems, you know. Like, when Thor, I was just, you know, I just really wanted to see Boulder, you know. I did think they did Heimdall really well, and I think Tom Hiddleston gave an amazing performance. The Iron Man film was pretty good. Iron Man 2 was Iron Man 2. That's enough said right there. But everything.
No one has mentioned Incredible Hulk. I wonder why.
That's the thing. Like, I don't know if it's really in continuity though. Like, I know earlier you know how the post Avengers film is going to be Ant-Man. The post Avengers 2. Originally, that was supposed to be an Incredible Hulk sequel, and they were going to recast the leader because, you know, obviously Tim Blake Nelson wasn't good in that role, and they were also going to recast Betty Ross and Doc Samson. But I knew that they were definitely going to be keeping... I know Tim Roth, the guy that played Abomination, you know? He's very adamant on reprising the role, and if the character is featured, if they do have Abomination in Masters of Evil... you can definitely expect to see Tim Roth as the Abomination.
Interesting.
And I know definitely, I believe it was William Hurt, right? He did Thunderbolt Ross.
Yes.
His contracts are also still valid. You know, but very well, Liv Tyler could reprise the role, but, you know, last I heard that they wanted to recast her and the leader and Doc Samson.
I have a quick question.
We know a lot about her.
I have a quick question.
Go ahead, Pete.
Abomination. That's the guy that looks like the thing for the Black Lagoon, right?
Yeah, he was the enemy.
Okay, thank you.
Yellow guy.
The giant naked guy with a bunch of scales. Yeah.
I was trying to remember what Abomination was.
Yeah, and like, this is just speculation on my part. If he's in Avengers 2, this is just speculation on my part. I expect them to update his look. You know. Because they have a new CGI company.
Are we going to get any MODOK anytime soon?
Oh, yes, MODOK.
Well, I haven't heard anything on that on my part, but definitely very possibility. I know that the writers of Captain America 2 are very adamant about the character. So, you know, but obviously I think they would have to drastically rework the character.
Yeah,
because MODOK in his comic book form doesn't really fit the... The Marvel Studios.
And MODOK is who? Sorry.
MODOK's pretty much the flying head with midget arms and legs. Yeah.
Machined only designed for killing, right?
Yeah.
For only
killing. It's got a lot of different acronyms throughout the years.
Because one thing I don't think we've touched here is Ant-Man.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing I don't know much about. But I definitely know that they are definitely... Hank Pym is Ant-Man.
Are there some questions about whether they're going to choose a different character to play him?
Yeah, there were speculation as if they were going to choose a different kind of Ant-Man.
Yeah, there's
going to
be
Scott
Lang. I think they're also saying might have been Ant-Man.
Is
but
the Wasp
right
going
to
be in there,
well,
too?
Well, Ant-Man is silly enough to begin with. I don't think he belongs in 2.
Is the Wasp going to be in there, too?
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
Okay,
they're going to try to get as many as supporting characters in there as possible. I definitely know that Wasp will be in there, that AIM... I definitely think if MODOK is ever in the MCU, Ant-Man is your best bet because AIM has a major role to play in Ant-Man. And they kind of set up AIM for the MCU in Iron Man 3.
That's right. You can see they had shots from the film where you could see the truck and
something. And Aldrich Killian has toys for AIM.
No, hold on. Could you take a title, a movie title, Ant-Man, seriously?
I could.
Edgar Wright is directing.
I definitely know that.
Edgar Wright did Scott Pilgrim, right?
Things.
Yes.
Yes, I trust him with my life.
Me too. I just can't get past the title.
Well, no, it's
one of
the biggest things with the marketing. They're already talking about. You know, usually they talk about the marketing when the script's finished or and everything. But right now, they're definitely wanting the marketing. They want to draw in people, kind of like in an Iron Man way, where it's, you know, there's a lot of humor. And there's already talk about the money shot of the trailer being one of the villains laughing about the character's name and him growing to gargantuan size and football kicking the villain insanely far.
That'd be awesome.
Okay, I want to see that.
Is he going? Is Ant-Man going to be involved with the Avengers sequel?
I honestly don't know.
I don't think so. I mean, the movie is coming out after Avengers 2. Yes. I think the smart thing for them to do would be to introduce Ant-Man.
Yeah, I have a feeling that
Avengers
Hank Pym is going to be in Avengers 2 as
with
a scientist.
Daredevil.
Is there going to be a Black Panther movie?
There is a Black Panther script. It's very, very standalone, though, and it's very, very dark. But right now, Marvel, when it comes to Black Panther, is they don't know, I think a majority of people, if they saw a trailer, they would not expect it, to be a Marvel character.
Yeah.
You know, the closest, really, thing to... I mean, the script they currently have is, like I said, very, very standalone, and I don't even know if there's any, real connections to the MCU there.
I think if they decide to do
it... Well, because I remember when I was in a forum not too long ago, there were a few guys that were actually... They wrote a script for Black Panther, and they were trying really hard to get it produced. I wonder, how old is this script? Do you know?
The one that they have right now is about 2 or 3 years old. It was written by a documentary writer. They wanted to get somebody that really can understand the atmosphere. And that's the big thing that's holding them back is, the script that they have, that's definitely not going to be the one that they are wind up using because it's just too dark and, it doesn't have enough toys in the MCU. But they're talking about, it's completely set in Wakanda, entirely set in Wakanda and a nation near it. I don't remember the name, but there's talk of if they ever decide to rewrite it, they decided... they want to go a little more international than Africa and possibly having it set in New York City.
Well, I think Black Panther only works in Wakanda, doesn't he?
Yeah, yes. But and what they kind of want is they kind of want the character. Right now in the script, what they have is they have the Man-Ape as the villain, no claw whatsoever. And Black Panther exiles himself from Wakanda and he starts training in the nearby countries I think that Marvel, they don't have the faith to make the script, and that's the only thing holding them back, but there
well,
was
you know.
The script
well, they could probably rewrite the script where he trains in Johannesburg with a bunch of prawns teaching him how to fight, and there we
what?
Go.
I have
Chris
a question.
Chris is not allowed to talk ever again.
I have a question.
They had already, the funny thing is that they had already planned the opening sequence of the movie, which I hope that they keep, and it was going to feature a tour guide of going through Africa, and this one guy gets off the bus, played by none other than Stan Lee, and he gets up on this ridge to take photos, and the tour guide's like, you don't go any further, don't go any further. It's Wakandan territory. You do not want to pass that. And then I believe it was something funny where he said, what are they going to do? You throw spears at me. And what happens is he steps on this thing and it teleports him to the middle of the Wakandan Times Square. And he's surrounded by warriors and the Black Panthers just looks at him and cut the credits.
Nice.
Should have Tyler Perry. It should be like Tyler Perry's Wakanda Black Panther.
Absolutely not.
They should never let
Tyler Perry should play
anything.
All the characters in the movie.
speaking of actors, what they
can
wanted
you imagine Madea in Marvel in
Black
the MCU?
Panther,
Madea
they wanted
goes
to get the main characters to be little known actors, and they wanted to fill the supporting cast with well known actors.
I have a question. I'm really fuzzy on this topic. I know Fantastic Four did team up with the Avengers once, right?
In the comics,
yeah.
Probably
and
a lot more than
did. Did the X Men ever?
I think there were some people in the X Men that were
because
in Avengers.
I think that would go for a great movie: the Avengers in Fantastic Four and the X Men all teaming up to take down a threat that only them together can take out.
I definitely
think I actually would find it more
that.
Interesting.
It would be one of those things like Avengers and the Fantastic Four with the Gauntlet of Infinity kind of thing.
Gauntlet of Infinity.
I hope. I wish.
Another thing I
want to
touch upon is that after Phase 2 and after Phase 3, a lot of people are wondering what they're going to do about the actors. And their solution is just to keep people as long as they possibly can, and either if they don't want to do it or they get too old, they're just going to recast them. So very well, you know, by the time, like, Marvel's goal is to get to at least, like, a dozen phases, you know? And, you know, if the rights come in, then, you know, they'll put them in the universe that way. So, yes, very well, I can see the Fantastic... I know right now Fox is trying to get the Fantastic Four going with Josh Trank, but definitely, you know, if that doesn't happen or if they make it...
They said that with Iron Man that they're going to take a 007 route.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do with the MCU, is that they're going to keep actors as long as they possibly can.
Because Robert Downey Jr., I don't know how much time he has left to keep up a body that can be fit enough for a superhero.
Yeah, and another thing
Robert Downey Jr., man.
That is CGI. Like, if you look at The Last Stand, the third X-Men film, you know, they, for the opening sequence, I believe it was, where Professor Xavier and Magneto, they recruited Jean Grey. You know, they used CGI to de-age them. And that turned out wonderfully. So I definitely don't think that they would do that for an entire movie.
Yes, but just... Roger, let me tell you something right now. That those few shots for Magneto to make him look younger.
Yeah, it cost a lot of money.
Those took – no. Not just how much they cost.
Long ass.
It took for just, I bet you, 10 frames, it takes 72 hours of work.
Yeah, like, definitely, I think that, you know, if they wanted Iron Man, like, a big thing with Iron Man, you know, for an Avengers movie, you know, just keep him inside the suit the majority of the time and just, you know, have Robert Downey Jr. voice him, you know.
Hmm. That makes sense.
Why would they have him at all? They would just, yeah, use voiceovers.
What are we talking about?
How Robert Downey Jr. should always and forever be Iron Man.
Pretty much.
Or as I like to call him, Robert Downey Jr. Man.
Who would you see replace Robert Downey Jr. Man?
No one. We need to clone him. We need to either clone him or turn him into an android. Those are our options.
Wait. There is one person. No, there is one single person.
Who?
Johnny Depp.
Oh, my
God. He's the same age.
Depp, he's like the same age.
I know, yeah. But Johnny Depp still looks great.
I honestly say the guy who plays Neil from White Collar, he could do a good Iron Man.
Johnny Depp from
Why
Iron
Man. Why is Sherlock standing on a desk?
Wait, guys, Johnny Depp.
That's
his first line would be, "Why is the rum gone?"
Oh, that's the only reason why you want him.
Johnny Depp.
All right.
He already got the alcoholic part down packed, so.
I know.
Can you imagine Jack Sparrow playing
Johnny Depp as
Iron Man?
Man. Yeah. Can you imagine Jack Sparrow just finding the suit and just
yes.
like using it?
Oh man, drunk flying—that's something to see. But anyway, Marvel licensed films that hasn't come out yet. I was gonna say something about the Amazing Spider-Man 2. I mean, yeah, Amazing Spider-Man 2. I would like that if they took the X-Men and had Spider-Man team up with them. That would be awesome because I don't know if you guys watched the 1990s cartoon.
I don't think Spider-Man ever teamed up with them. Didn't Spider-Man
Yes, he did.
No, definitely. I think Spider-Man just tried to go to them for a cure when he had that little mutation thing where he grew extra arms.
Yes.
Definitely, I think everybody's teamed up with everybody. I know there was a comic where, you know, Howard the Duck teamed up with the Silver Surfer. So
I hate Howard the Duck. I'm sorry. I hate Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck is awesome.
Have you read the comics?
He's the best.
Duck
He's the
tits.
Best.
Duck
Yeah, that's
tits.
The movie.
Have you read the comics?
Have you?
It's actually funny that you bring up Howard the Duck because
Okay, Roger, if you say he's in the next phase, I swear to God, I'm going to kill myself.
Do it. Tell him it's in the next phase.
You know
how
they're making the Big Hero 6? I don't know if you guys really know that, but Pixar's making them. It's like Big Hero 6. They're like, it's going to be an animated film and it's not going to be in the MCU. Disney actually has expressed a lot of, especially after requiring Lucasfilms, they definitely have a lot of interest in Howard the Duck. But, you know, with my assumption, it's going to be a Pixar movie and hopefully won't tie in with the MCU.
Yeah.
It says, I found an article, it says that Disney Animation will actually be doing that picture.
Not Pixar, because Pixar doesn't ever do licensed stuff. It's always their own
Yet.
work. Well, yeah. Come to think of it, it's not really their own work. They usually just rip off older works, like how Finding Nemo was Tiberius. Or not Tiberius, the Prince of... I forgot which Shakespeare
play it was. All right, let's go along to the Marvel license.
Yes, the Wolverine.
Yes.
Hugo Jackman coming back as the Wolverine.
Hugh Jackman,
not Hugo Jackman.
You moron. No longer allowed to speak.
Oh, damn. Wait. Oh, man. I know his name. I know his name. Wait.
Hugh Jackman.
There we go. I was going to say Hugo Laurie, but...
Hugh Jackman returns as the Wolverine.
Yeah, yes. Hey, honestly, I don't think there's anyone else that should play it but him.
Likewise.
Yeah, he's played it pretty amazing. Even in, when the movie hasn't been that great, he still played the character well.
Yeah, see, it doesn't matter how bad the movie is. He still makes it worth watching because I see the Wolverine when he plays it.
Suck it, Wolverine.
Just. And besides, I didn't even think that Wolverine Origins was that bad. So
it wasn't terrible, but it really kind of fell apart, especially in the second half.
They raped Deadpool. How can you not?
For God's sakes, it's the beginning of Deadpool. He wasn't
the only thing that saved the end of that movie was when Deadpool grabbed his head and went shh.
And that wasn't even in every version, right? That was only in like some theaters only showed that.
Yeah, I know. That's what pissed me off.
What? There were really different endings?
Yeah, latest one, the last After Effects one. Not After Effects. After credit scene one is when he's in a bar. And he just says, oh, I'm trying to remember.
Okay. And Deadpool's like, you see Deadpool sever head. Then his hand is crawling over, grabs his head. And you just see his finger. No, he just grabs his head. And the eye is open. And he goes...
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds is a good choice for Deadpool?
I think Ryan Reynolds is a great choice for anything.
Yeah, he played a good Wayne. Not Wade.
He played a good Wade Wilson.
Yeah. And that's why this. I know what happened in Wolverine. No. What happened in Wolverine Origins, it was the process of him getting his powers to become Deadpool.
I know I might
get paid for this. He wasn't Deadpool yet.
But I did not like the Green Lantern movie.
That's not how Deadpool gets his powers. And those are not Deadpool's powers.
They changed it for the movie.
Deadpool's powers are literally only pretty much super healing and he does have teleportation though. They did
hear
that. He does have the teleportation powers.
Mm-hmm.
And breaking the fourth wall.
But he also his eye that's also one of the ways that he got his face so messed up because they tried to experiment on his eyes.
By the way, a little apart. Breaking the fourth wall, can we all just say that we would love this?
Love what?
What I just posted.
It's a samurai sword or something as a dry stick.
I just want to say that wouldn't we all love that?
Not really.
Well, that's because you don't like fun.
It'd make it hard to get into fifth gear, but I could see it.
So, okay, the Amazing Spider-Man 2.
We didn't talk about the Wolverine, really.
Yeah, the Wolverine.
I'm trying to get them off of Deadpool, because we can talk about Deadpool last.
Actually, what do you guys think of
anywhere,
X-Men?
So I think he's partly first and everywhere in between.
But wait, what do you think of X-Men?
I know it'll never happen, but I would love to see Deadpool in the Bendis film.
Oh, yeah. God, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I could die happy if that happened. How they could do that. They could literally have, they could have a whole multiverse movie where they're traveling through the multiverse trying to get Thor back. Thor, fell into a different dimension or something. And just they fall into a world where nothing but Deadpool.
Oh, God.
And they're trying to find a way to get to a different – to the gate to go to the next dimension.
Okay. Great.
But,
it should be
Thor. Okay. Everyone here has pretty much seen X2. It's when the enemies weren't other X-Men. They were humans.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the Wolverine is basically fighting ninjas. There are no
– I think that's going to be really dumb.
Mutants
aren't the enemies. Yeah, the mutants are not the enemies in the Wolverine.
I think it's going to be really dumb.
What? I think it sounds pretty cool. It takes place after everything, so a lot of people that he knows are dead or gone or whatever, and then it's him going to Japan and it's supposed to like explore his rage even more or something. I don't know. It sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, you could probably. I could theorize that he could get that stupid fucking orange suit that everyone wants him to wear, except me apparently.
I want him to wear it.
I think definitely he will wear some type of a costume.
What the heck?
Yeah, that's yellow, but I hate that suit. It's the dumbest superhero suit ever.
Go home.
It's yellow spandex, honestly.
I really want him to wear
anything,
yellow.
If anything, I think it's going to look a little more like the X-Force costume.
I never heard of it. What?
Of course not.
Oh, is are you talking about the black one?
Yeah, no, that's the one I'm talking about.
Okay, cool. I love that one.
Yeah, the black one is fine. It's just the old school yellow one that he usually wears on.
I seriously think they should do a Weapon X way better. I mean, the whole X program way better. Because the one we saw was just pure garbage. I really just was like, so when do we get to the real Weapon X program?
maybe there will be one.
Amazing Spider-Man 2, I hear they casted Caleb as Electro.
Electro can't be black or not fun.
Well, what if he was Jamie Foxx?
That's terrible also.
Jamie Foxx as Electro is kind of a weird choice, I thought.
I think they should have Michael Myers as him. No.
Well, Marty Electro is a dumb villain to begin with, so.
No.
I don't think Electro will be the only villain in that film.
They've got Norman Osborn and Harry Osborn as well. They're trying to cast both of them now.
I swear they better not make Harry Franco again.
No, it's going to be Dane DeHaan, some other guy, or James Franco's brother.
I would be fine with James Franco's brother, just not James Franco.
Look, they did the Lizard so well in Amazing Spider-Man 1.
No, they didn't. He looked like a Goomba from that old Super Mario Brothers movie.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't like the Lizard. I didn't like the design of the Lizard.
Think of it this way. What if you take off the tail of the Lizard, take off the tail and paint him black, and that's pretty much Venom. They show that you can do a good Venom.
What?
Wow,
yes,
Chris, you can't talk at all anymore.
Chris, just
no,
if it's any consolation,
they could do a hulking villain that is big in size, but also is pretty much agile. He can climb on walls. Give him some string.
If they don't make his face look retarded.
No, I think they should switch it, because last time, I mean, he was smart, but he was more aggressive and big as a Lizard Man.
I would like to see Captain America go up against the Lizard. I think that'd be a cool fight.
I wish that would happen too.
Hey guys, I just posted a picture of the Lizard. You should check it out.
You know what they should make? They should make a Static Shock movie.
Static Shock.
Okay, the next X-Men Days of Future Past. I've done a bit of research on that. That's supposed to be like a really successful graphic novel or something, or story arc from the X-Men comics where they get to go back in time to stop the Sentinels or something like that.
That's basically pretty cool. And what happens is in the future, because someone gets assassinated, it's the senator actually from the first movie, so they probably won't do that.
Oh, Senator Kelly.
So Kitty Pryde from the future, her mind gets put back into her old self, and so she has to tell them to prevent that from happening. Because it's the Brotherhood that ends up assassinates him. So I don't think they're going to do all those things, because some of those characters don't fit in the timeline right, but it'll be probably something similar, maybe involving the Kennedys or something, so they can tie it into history.
Magneto's son was called Quicksilver, right?
Yeah.
That's another character. I think he's going to be in that movie, because I know that definitely that character, was it Bryan Singer? Yeah, he really wants to use Quicksilver.
Quicksilver is Marvel's version of Flash.
Yeah, except for Flash is so much faster. But I think that Days of Future Past is like when it came to First Class, you know, we didn't know if that was a reboot or if it was a prequel, and there's still debate over it. And, I think this is the perfect way of, you know, bridging the old continuity with the new continuity. And they're going to be getting a lot of the original cast back.
That's cool.
Including the original director, Bryan Singer. Yay!
Yay!
Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
Man.
Did the first two
He promises no leather suits. But we'll
Thank
see
God.
That. I thought Matthew Vaughn did a really good job with First Class, so I mean, I'm sad to see him go, but if anybody's going to take his place, Bryan Singer seems like the obvious choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, those weren't leather suits. Those were jumpsuits, weren't they?
We're talking about the original X-Men movies.
I know. I'm just saying, in X-Men First Class,
you didn't like Halle Berry? You didn't like Halle Berry in a leather suit? Okay.
I really didn't like...
Danny, you are not.
What the hell? What is he doing?
You did not, Danny.
Why are you... What?
I think that's just symbolic for how this podcast is going.
What is he doing?
Down the toilet. He went to the bathroom and he's flushed.
Danny, my God.
Only the most professional way we could be here.
I'm not editing that part out, by the way.
Okay, the Fantastic Four reboot. It was once rumored that Josh Trank, who did Chronicle, would be directing the Fantastic Four reboot. I think, but now he's gone on to do the Venom movie. He's going to do Venom, then now he's on the Fantastic Four movie.
So it's the reverse. Isn't the guy who did Chronicle supposed to be doing Venom?
That's Josh Trank.
I thought there wasn't a Venom movie.
No, they're still trying to make it.
Yeah.
Which would be fine if it was a standalone, because the Venom arc is incredible on its own. It's pretty long and hefty.
Have you read that, Chris? You're commenting on
it. Well, yeah, I'm a big Spider-Man fan. Spider-Man's
I think the only problem that comes with a Venom film is, I think that this is just my personal assumption. I think that The Amazing Spider-Man 2, that they're also going to have Venom in there. That they're definitely going to have Peter get the symbiote, because, we all know that the third movie is going to be the death of Gwen Stacy, and, you can't throw in another villain with the Green Goblin. I guess you could, but, you want it to be all about him.
Right.
I want Spider-Man to die in the course of this movie.
Peter Parker needs to die in the course of the new trilogy.
Well, Marvel, they're getting, really racially diverse. Mm-hmm. I definitely think that, somewhere in the future we could see Miles Morales take up the mantle.
I really hope we do.
That's because you want the Miles Morales Spider-Man.
That's what you just said.
I think there should be a movie called Rorschach and Deadpool.
Oh, gosh.
You want everything to be Deadpool-related, Pete.
Shut up. It's the best thing ever. But seriously, Rorschach and Deadpool.
The Fantastic Four reboot. What do we want to see from that?
No,
better?
Better.
You know what? It's sad that they're rebooting, actually, because that means Silver Surfer won't be around.
We don't know that.
Well, they could.
I mean, yeah, they could probably bring him in later on in the Fantastic Four movies.
I actually think Silver Surfer and Galactus are going to be a part of the new franchise, because Marvel Studios was trying to get those characters for Guardians of the Galaxy, but definitely what happened was, 20th Century Fox said, you guys can have Daredevil, we want the Silver Surfer, and we want Galactus.
Right.
So I have a feeling that somewhere in the future, whether they do a Silver Surfer movie, or if they do Fantastic Four,
I'd really like to see Annihilus.
But what about Submariner? No one likes Submariner.
I'd like to see Annihilus.
I like Namor, but Namor is more of he's more identifying with the mutants these days, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what they should have the Fantastic Four movie be about.
Skrulls.
No, they're fighting the Impossible Man.
What's the Impossible Man?
I think he could
have. Remember, there was that little green alien guy that could turn into whatever he wanted and pretty much break physics?
What, McFlix? I mean, wait, wrong cat, sorry.
Here, I'll show you a picture of what he looks like.
Yeah, he's from the Fantastic Four comics.
Well, the only way I could see that character working in is if, they have, Skrulls or Krees for the villains, and, the Impossible Man comes down and he's, an unlikely ally. I think that would be, interesting to see.
That guy.
I don't know, I just think they'll go with Doctor Doom again.
I hope so.
Which is a shame.
Alright, so I guess that's really it.
No, we haven't talked about Deadpool.
We did talk about Deadpool.
We need to talk more about Deadpool.
We need to talk more about Deadpool.
Hold on. Just, Caleb, let's tell Pete and Kyle. Pete and Kyle, your last thoughts on Deadpool, because... And then the discussion of Deadpool
movie
is ended.
And every movie should be called Whatever It Is and Deadpool.
I think Poncho...
to be an extra in the Deadpool movie of some random bystander that Deadpool chops the head off of.
I would love to be in a Deadpool movie to just be one of Deadpool's buddies.
So, oh, Poncho, did you get Deadpool out of your system yet, guys?
Nope.
Damn it.
All right, well...
Well, too bad. We're closing. Anyway, yeah. Last words. Let's start off with Roger Wardell, since you get to go first because you're the most important guest. Sorry, Dan.
Dirty Dan.
Anything you want to finish off with, Roger?
Yeah. Black Ops 2 is amazing. Go out and buy it.
I want to buy it, but I'm probably going to get it around Christmas time.
Yeah, my son got it, and, you know, in between... get home from work. I played a little of it, and it is good. And the Black Ops story for the zombies is really good, you know. Like, I would love to see a Nazi zombies movie.
Oh.
I'd love to see a Wolfenstein movie.
Well, they have that new zombie movie that they're making. It just makes me want a head desk.
World War Z?
Oh, that looks horrible.
No. Warm Bodies. The other one. Warm Bodies.
Have you seen the trailer? It actually looks pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, funny.
It's the Twilight Thank God they're zombie taking... fans.
No. They're taking an intentionally comedic route.
Yeah, it's deliberately funny. Like,
nothing's better than Zombieland.
They're not trying to be... It's not like a comedy show trying to be serious like what Twilight is. They know they're funny. They know they're stupid.
Yeah, I mean...
the people in Twilight sparkle, right?
Yeah.
Get the joke?
Yes.
Poncho, you get the joke?
Yes, I did get the joke, Pete.
All right.
Anyway, Dan, your last words?
Potato.
I said words, not word.
Oh, potatoes? No, I
Potato chips?
I'm excited. I'm not even a big comic book, like, reader, but I love comic book characters and I love the stories, so I just love watching the movie. So I never one that's big on like, oh, is it like that? So I'm always happy to see the surprise in the new movies that come out, because I don't know the comics, so it's kind of cool to see that. So I'm excited for these ones, and everything that we've seen looks exciting to me. So from Marvel, so I can't wait to see them. That's basically all I have to say.
And we know you're very, very disappointed with DC Entertainment.
Yeah.
So we'll have to have you back when we, bash them in a couple weeks.
Thanks. Superman is my superhero, so.
Yeah.
But am I the only one who hated Superman Forever when it came out, like, back in early 2000s?
Superman Forever?
Superman Returns?
You mean Superman Returns?
Yeah, I'm sorry. My brain's thinking of something else.
I don't know why they can't make the Superman movie.
Superman Returns wasn't that bad.
I didn't like it.
It wasn't great.
Yeah, except for the fact that the climax of the movie was him picking up an island.
Yeah.
That was stupid.
Like, he doesn't fight anybody. It's like,
but okay, it was an island of kryptonite.
I don't care that it was an island of kryptonite or an island of freaking...
It was still epic.
Man of Steel is like the Iron Man movie that starts, you know, a DC cinematic universe.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing, and I can't wait, because, I mean, Zack Snyder is a great director. And,
I found it like a kick in the face that they're like, yeah, we're not going to use this Batman.
Well, Zack Snyder is a flip on the coin director.
What like, is he directed that's been a
Sucker
bad
Punch?
It was directed very well. It didn't have a very good script. That's why I'm glad he didn't write Superman. But he directed that really well.
What we need to have?
What?
Deadpool meets Panty and Stocking.
Okay, great.
Caleb, your last words.
My last words. I'd just like to thank Roger Wardell for coming on. Roger, are we the first? Are we like the first people to like get an interview with you?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Oh.
Yes, wonderful. So we're very honored for that. So thank you for coming on. And
it was nice to be on.
Yep. It's nice to be on the most unprofessional podcast ever.
It's just the person who doesn't know anything about comics.
And hopefully this will set the record straight, because you get a lot of hate on Twitter from people I saw. People like, just go away, and stuff like that.
Yeah, but like any other good tweeter, you just ignore them. I don't know. Who do you call those people?
Ghostbusters.
No, I mean, never mind. Caleb, what are your last words besides congratulating Roger Wardell?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. kissing his ass?
Huh?
What?
Fuck her up, boy.
Oh, Dan left. He had to go.
But yeah, Roger, I'd like to just thank you for coming on.
Oh, yeah, no problem. You know, if you guys ever want to do one of these again, I'll be open to it.
Oh, okay. Great.
Thanks. Okay, that's great. Okay, Caleb, I guess you don't have any. Pete, your last words?
Poncho sucks. I don't know.
As usual, Kyle?
Poncho, will you please go to school and learn how to not be an incompetent fool?
Oh, fuck you.
That rhymed. I applaud.
I'm just going to quickly say, just because it works in a comic book doesn't mean it'll look good and work in a movie.
Actually,
so
trying to say that, say it differently. Hey, just because it works in a comic book doesn't mean it'll transition to film well.
Yes. Thank you for saying it for me, Pete.
I said it properly. You said it stupid.
Oh, fuck you. I'll beat you.
Go. Oh, one more thing on the Deadpool thing. I think Edgar Wright needs to direct the Deadpool movie.
Oh, for the love of God. Danny, quickly say something.
Doing it.
What?
You got Danny.
The Road Zombieland that helped write the script.
I know. They wrote the script. The guys who wrote
Zombieland. And they helped write the script for Venom, too.
That's great.
That's very good.
But I think Edgar Wright could make a perfect Deadpool movie.
Man 3 was the worst Spider-Man movie ever.
After seeing what he did with Scott Pilgrim, I mean, that's what we need in the Deadpool movie. The type
and
of
Zombieland, but
pop-ups and like that he did in Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
Scott Pilgrim
pop-ups
was
and
the movie.
Music playing.
It was a style of Deadpool that we needed, except less video game style and more fourth wall style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Comic book style.
Yeah, comic book style.
I want to see a Deadpool movie. Is I want to see Deadpool randomly pull out a burrito from his ass and start eating it.
That's kind of nasty.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty nasty. And I'm going to end it right there. Good night, everybody.